to Femi. It's the kind of thing that makes you want to take your shoes off and just throw them across the room, right? There's a segue. Spectacles and shoes. It's actually a news story. The Iraqi man who threw his shoes at former U.S. President George W. Bush showed up in court today for his first public appearance. He was met by wild applause, cheers, 25 lawyers he has. Muntadir al-Zaidi didn't exactly get his day in court. The trial was adjourned until March. But joining us now to give us some details of what was really a legal and political spectacle there in Baghdad is the BBC's Jim Muir joining us. Jim, what was it like?
It was quite an interesting occasion. We hadn't seen Muntadir al-Zaidi since those dramatic pictures of him hurling his two shoes at President Bush and seeing the world's most powerful leader ducking to avoid them. He was apparently, according to his family and lawyers, beaten up immediately after he was captured or detained. And indeed, he did have a broken tooth, but otherwise he seemed to be in pretty good shape. He walked into the court. He was greeted by some relatives and friends among the people actually in court. It was about two-thirds full, quite a big hall, who stood to their feet and cheered, clapped, chanted, and ululated, which is the noise that Arab women make when they're on an important occasion like weddings, funerals, etc. He was then ushered into the wooden cage in which defendants have to appear. There was a bit of legalistic haggling that went on over various issues, but eventually the trial was postponed because the court itself wanted to contact the government to find out whether President Bush's visit was official or not, and thereby hangs quite an important legal point which could have a big bearing on what kind of sentence Mr. Zaidi gets, assuming he is found guilty of something.
Jim, how is this story playing out in the Muslim and the Arab world? I mean, how are they reacting to this trial?
Well, in the Arab world and the Muslim world outside Iraq, I think there is a huge body of support for Mr. Zaidi because he kind of broke the taboos. He expressed passions and feelings that I think a lot of people do feel in this part of the world. Inside Iraq also, those same feelings, and of course, he was motivated, according by his own account, by his kind of burning feeling that so many bad things had been done, and here along came Mr. Bush talking about victory and smiling in this way that really just got his goat to the point where he couldn't bear it anymore. Those feelings, I think, are widely shared. At the same time, though, basically you had the Shiite prime minister standing beside Mr. Bush. Shiites make up 60% of the population. Mr. Maliki, the prime minister's party or followers, have just done very, very well in provincial elections. He's very popular. People like his ideas of law and order and the state and all that kind of thing. So hurling shoes at foreign dignitaries is not regarded by a lot of people as the right thing to do. They understand it. But as I say, there are mixed feelings on it.
Well, Jim, let's get back to that legal issue for a moment, because as thorny as it is, it seems if you take a look at what's happened up till now, you could make a case that the Iraqi government maybe is scared of this case. They don't really want it to come to trial. But is there any evidence that it sees it as an opportunity to either project a message back to the United States or to the Muslim world more broadly?
I think they're kind of improvising, frankly, and also one shouldn't be seeing this as a government thing really strictly, although, of course, we know there are political things go on behind the scenes, but the judiciary officially at least is independent. So it is supposedly a purely judicial issue, and it comes down on that question of whether this was an official visit or not to the point in Iraqi law, right, which says that an assault on a foreign leader while on an official head of state visit is punishable by 7 to 15 years in jail. Well, that is the point they're now investigating. Was this an official visit or not?
Jim, in the last second, anything wild for sale outside the courtroom there regarding the shoes?
I see. Yes. Yeah. Well, in fact, the Turkish company that made those
shoes—they're selling the shoes
reporting
like hotcakes,
huge,
right?
Absolutely, like hotcakes, indeed.
Yep. Jim Muir of the BBC. Thank you very much from Baghdad.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.